Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. Now, the Albanese Labor government is investing $1,771.2 million to fund dozens of new place-based employment support projects for First Nations people under the Indigenous Skills and Employment Program, ISEP. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister. We have Tina Akaba, Program Coordinator, ISEP, Indigenous Youth Coach Project. Tina, good morning. How are you, sis?
Good morning, Trevor. Well, thank you.
Good. Before we start, my sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
So I'm actually a Torres Strait Islander living in Cairns, from a little island in the top western Torres Strait, Duan Island.
Duan Island. Okay, fantastic, my sister. How long have you been in the role as a program coordinator for ISEP Indigenous Youth Coach Project?
I've been in the program since June last year.
All right, fantastic. You enjoying that journey?
I'm loving it.
Loving it. Fantastic. So we're talking about, look, money's a tool. There's good money at the table, $170 million. Tell me the services that ISEP provide. Tell us how you work with our mob in regarding training and regarding employment, please, sis.
So our program is based on activities that encompass Empower Me, which is individual case management, looking at helping them with their personal growth, building confidence, resilience, and goal setting. Another part of that activity is Skilling Me, which is focusing on their lifestyle choices, having a real good look at it, their well-being, their general health, financial planning, their nutrition, and also assisting them with, some of those qualities that will help them get employed, such as driver licensing, how to get around pre-employment checks, and, the other IDs such as, the 18 plus cards and general referrals to training and education as well. And lastly, the Employ and Support Me, which is focused on their job readiness, focusing on and developing their soft skills, their problem-solving skills, communication, time management skills, and their reliability if they were ever to get a job.
Oh, fantastic. And are we setting them up for certain industries or is it open across the board?
It is open across the board, but the industries that we are looking at are agriculture, hospitality. Another one of those is our health, the health sector as well.
Yes. And a lot of those industries are working in their communities, hey?
Yeah, which is great, which is good.
Fantastic. And it's open, of course, for girls and boys. And what ages are we talking?
Yep, girls and boys age between 15 and 24.
15, 24.
But that doesn't mean, we don't help those who don't, qualify for our criteria because our motto is no young person is left behind.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. And in your staff as a program coordinator, you have male and females working with the mob?
Yes, I do. I currently have one male youth coach. I have a female youth coach as well. They're both based here in Cairns, and I've got one in Pomperow as well, and I've got a job coach as well that works here in Cairns.
All right, fantastic. And when we talk about communities, you're based here in Cairns. What are the communities that you attend?
So we have outreach centres in, obviously, the Cairns hub here.
Yes.
Yarrawa, Karanda, Mareeba, Koanyama, and Pomperow.
Okay, fantastic. Any of this sort of work for Torres Straits?
No, not the Torres Strait, just the Cairns and communities only at the moment.
All right, well, that's fine. The beginning's half done. That's fantastic. Yeah, well, thank you for your
program. So
yes, okay.
We're hoping to, you know, get ourselves out further once, or if we ever get established.
Yeah, well, build it strong, make it deadly. So then that means it's a viable vehicle and it works. And that's what the project's all about in regarding the start-off project. So make it happen, my sister. Good yarning with you. Thank you for the yarn. And big shout-out to your mob there and your crew, your team, and to all our Delhi mob out there. Get educated and get a job and get a career happening for you and for your family. And thank you for the yarn, Tina.
No worries, Trevor. Thank you very much.
Take care, bud. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly Yarn there. Tina Akaba, her name is Program Coordinator, ICEP, Indigenous Youth Coach Project. And we're talking about the Indigenous Skills and Employment Program, ICEP. And the Albanese government, Labor government, invested $171.2 million to fund dozens of new place-based employment support projects for First Nation people. And the Indigenous Skills and Employment Program, ICEP, so fantastic. Creates a pathway, and that's what it's all about. And look, another vehicle we can use for closing the gaps when we talk about employment and what have you. And then when you've got money on the table, then you can talk about also accommodation and having your own house, unit, flat, whatever case may be. That's what it's all about. Beginning's half done. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black Yarn with the Bully One. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country as BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob, National Talk Black.
Pushing me aside. Young Miller. Young Miller. Yeah. Do this for my people, never change on. Like they don't know the place where we came from. Boy, I still shine dark clouds with a rainstorm. I'm traumatized, I don't think that the pain's gone. I've been putting work in to find out and see if this music can make us to be stronger people, cause we came from the streets. Hold up, brother, let me tell you what I mean. Black fella, stay bossy. On the right path, we launching up. Having on the grind, don't cross me. Yeah, we put it down, now they notice us. Bossing, bossing, bossing. Sharks swimming around, I stay cautious. Mama said our future looks gorgeous. Flying to the top, young brother getting nauseous, yeah. I was in a dark place, trapped out. I was too far and I couldn't tap out. Remember nights, just to drink till I'm blacked out. Now I hit the stage and I got the place packed out. Definition of somebody trying to make a change. Young Miller really did it, better say the name. All the things that I saw, you can't really blame me. For everything that I did, I know I would've stayed the same, yeah. I've been on the grind, never had no money, so I'm trying to make mine. I see the tears in my mama's eyes as she cries. It hurts me inside, I'm trying to make a better life. I ain't praying for myself, I pray for better days. I don't make money on the street, I found a better way. In the dark place, I'm just trying to get away. Hey, let my brothers in the cage, I'm up in the grave. What you gotta say? Black fella, stay bossing. On the right path, we launching up. Hopping on the grind, don't cross me. Yeah, we put it down, now they notice us. Bossing, bossing, bossing. Sharks swimming around, I stay cautious. Mama said our future looks gorgeous. Flying to the top, young brother getting nauseous, yeah.
You're listening to National Talk Black.
The southeast wind will blow all around us, and the winter wind can chill us to the bone. We will sail the Torres Strait and east coast waters in working time. We have to sail about. Oh, sailing the southeast wind. Oh, Satya Gubalu. Oh, Satya. We are sailing, sailing home. We are working men, but sometimes we miss family. Wait for us far away at home. As we sail the Torres Strait and east waters, our teardrops kiss the waves upon the reef. Oh, sailing the southeast wind. Oh, Sagar. We are sailing, sailing home. Let the southeast wind blow all around us. Let the winter wind chill us to the bone. We must sail the Torres Strait and east coast waters. We are working men, and this is working time.
National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country. That's BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. Now, Monash University launches a justice bus to bridge legal access gaps. Monash University has launched a new program that will provide free legal education and support to regional and remote communities across Victoria. Named the Justice Bus, the initial comprises a mobile legal clinic staffed by Monash law students and supervised by experienced legal practitioners that will bring education and support to Victorians who would otherwise face barriers to accessing legal information. And you would say taking the mountain to the people, I would think. And with that, I'm going to catch up with Social Professor Joel Townsend, Law Experiential Education, on the line. Professor Joel, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning to you too.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Yeah, so the description I'm picking up is taking the mountain to the people, bringing the education, law education, law activities or degrees or, to the people. Good concept.
Yeah, thanks. Look, we think this builds on something which students, law students at Monash have been doing for a number of years, a program called Street Law, where they go out, talk to high school students about their legal rights and obligations, and we think it helps those school students to understand a bit more about the legal world that they're interacting with. Mm. And this past week, we went out to regional Victoria, a number of regional centres, and students did that, provided legal information and legal education to some of our young people in those regional areas.
And are we talking about young students in school, high schools, or in their process of studying law, or an open slather, a platform for people to, well, entice them to get study law? Who are the people you're talking to?
Well, we're talking, our law students are going out and they're talking to high school students.
Okay,
so
thank you.
I was privileged enough to be able to sit in on a session in Bendigo last week where some of our law students were talking to a Year 11 legal studies class and talking to them a bit about police powers and a bit about driving and a bit about public transport and giving them some really important information about how they can ensure that they comply with their legal obligations and exercise their legal rights.
So inaugural, first time you've done it. So it's virtually underway or has been delivered. The feedback, how are you looking?
Well, I think it went really well. I mean, our students love doing it. As you can imagine, for a law student, you spend a lot of your time with your nose in the book, and the more that you get out and about and get to exercise those skills and deploy that knowledge, the better. Mm. So our students, our Monash students, loved it. And from what I saw, the engagement from the high school students in this class in Bendigo that I attended was terrific. They were really engaged, and you got the sense that it brought together a bit of information that was relevant to their studies, doing legal studies, and some information which might be really helpful to them in their everyday lives.
Well, you're talking about inspiration. I see that as a tool to inspire people to look at the law industry as such, you know, the legalities overall, and the inspiration is there, talking to somebody face-to-face. I mean, simple engagement, but very powerful, I feel.
I think so. I think it gives students in high school a sense of what the possibilities are. Mm. But also we know from lots of research and from our common sense, really, that young people don't always identify when they have a legal problem. and they don't always understand what their legal rights are, and they don't always know what the avenues are to get those rights protected and vindicated. And so the idea of the Justice Bus is that it really points those high school students in the right direction, and hopefully that'll head some legal problems off at the pass by providing information and education. Maybe we save on, you know, more complex matters and the need for legal advice and the need for legal representation down the track.
And look, all of us as humans, you know, repetition is the mother of all schools. So when you see a law student delivering or practicing and educating, that in itself creates education for themselves as well, and presenting. And like I said, simple concept and the first of its kind, this should be well templated across country. If not, this should continue, is what I'm feeling, Professor Joel.
Well, look, we certainly are committed to, you know, continuing to provide those experiential opportunities for our law students, giving them the chance to get out in the world and bridge the gap between law and the books and law in action.
Yes.
And we hope that in this way and others, we can have a real impact on the lives of everyday people in the community and ensure that they understand a little better where they stand in relation to the law.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, enjoy the journey. There's the vehicle, Justice Bus. Thank you very much for sharing, Professor Joel. Big shout out to your law students, and thank you very much, and big shout out to your team there at Monash University, and all the best. And we'll talk soon, my friend.
Appreciate your time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Adelie Yan there, Associate Professor Joel Townsend, Law Experiential Education, and talk about Monash University launches Justice Bus to bridge legal action gaps. A true vehicle in such, the bus going out to different schools, and law students are there passing on knowledge and education about the law industry as such, and also supervised by experienced legal practitioners. So the information gets there, entices the students to look at law as a degree, but also helps the students, the law students, help in their presentation, their legal journey as well in regard to their education. So fantastic. Have you seen Yana Strong? I do the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yana, yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your Dindji country. That's BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong Your Mob on National Talk Black. Too deadly.
to the good friends, lost and found. Here's to the homeless child that's homeward bound. Here's to the memories that money can't buy. And here's to the spirit that never dies. Here's to the spirit that never ever dies. Every small town won't be the same, even though things never change. Still here hiding in the heat and the haze. Miss you, brother, all our days. Miss you, brother, all our days.
Spear up!
Australia, it's time to check your tech. The national 3G network is closing from the 28th of October. Your devices might not work when it's gone. From your phone to your smartwatch and your tablet, even personal emergency alarms, FPOS terminals and fire and security alarms. Check your tech so you and your family stay safe and connected. Visit 3gclosure.com.au and act before the 28th of October.
Station sponsor.
Did you know that drinking any alcohol while you're pregnant can harm your bub? It's hard to stop drinking, but if you choose to drink alcohol while you're pregnant, it can leave your bub with all sorts of problems that can last their whole life. Remember, pregnancy and grog don't mix. If you need to yarn about it, visit your local Apunipamai Clinic and Wellbeing Centre. We're here to help. Our health and our bubba's health is in our hands.
Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
Yo, welcome to the mind of a rebel for the cause. I got them flags high and the radio on pause. They caught me on the rise, the rock standing tall. I hail from TSI, Golden Mike from the north. Heard them in the streets, they vibe a different beat. I talk of revolution and it's scary when we speak. With blood upon this red dirt, its vein is running deep. And now the beds are burning and they should get to sleep. A song of redemption, I came to wake the free. 500,000 strong marching to a single beat. And the drum rolls. The drum roll is mean, a battle chant to dance a warrior's theme. We take it to the streets, rounding up the fleets. Until the people free, there can never be no peace. This a pro-black renaissance, lost languages are kings. I and I battling to win, and the horns go.
When music is freedom, a new life unfolds. In the book of the teacher, a new story is told. Yeah. Let the rhythm
age is the hunger for the truth. The future is confused. Time to change the news. Color people's thoughts. Change their worldviews. A microphone sire. Build an empire. Zenitus will rise off the words of desire. Go higher, higher. Pound for pound, raise your fist. The roots from Jamaican bloodline connects. From Guam to the Philippines, Fiji to the South Seas, Papua New Guinea, my one talks, we one see. Power to the movement in Brazil, Canadian powwow, the movement is real. I can see it in your eyes, a warrior's pride. The music be the power that will make the people rise. Watch the many nations stand and unify. The universal virtues, one personified. And the horns go.
When music is freedom, a new life unfolds. In the book of the teachers, a new story is told. And the voice of the people will move your soul. A new rhythm is coming, and we're dancing through the streets, yeah.
One time for the mind.
Let the rhythm take control.
Two time for the pride.
Hear them dancing through the streets, yeah. Let the music free your soul.
Two time for your pride.
Let the music free your soul. Free your soul. Let the music, let them free your soul. Free your soul. Music free your soul.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you saying Yan Up Strong? All right, making a difference across Queensland. We're talking about a record Good for Good Community Grants Program announced for 2025. Queensland Country Bank has made 2025 look a whole lot brighter for 15 not-for-profit organisations across the state, announcing a record number of recipients for the extraordinary Good for Good Community Grants Program. With that, in case of a yarn now, with Aaron Newman, Queensland Country Bank CEO. Aaron's on the line. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Very well, thanks. Thanks for having me on the program this morning.
Lovely. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Hats off to you. Fantastic. Queensland Country Bank announced in 2025. Look for a whole lot better for 15 not-for-profit organisations across there to apply for community grants. How long have you been running these grants for, Aaron?
We've been offering grants to communities in our regional areas for more than 20 years.
Yes, fantastic. And we're talking about anybody can apply to all different industries and whatever they're doing good for the community, yes?
Yes, that's exactly right. We make community grants available to any not-for-profit association that wants to progress an initiative in their local areas. Mm. And the main categories that we look for where we can make a contribution are in the areas of sport and recreation,
yes,
health, education, environment, and our arts, culture, and heritage.
And look, you're a state business run financial services. So we're talking recipients from Cairns, Yarrabah, Mount Isa, Weeper, Townsville, Charters Towers, Mackay, Eyre, Collinsville, Stanthorpe, Brisbane, all the above. Look, it's fantastic. Yes. Open across the board. How's it work? First and best dress, or regarding the application, what they're working towards? How does it work in regarding the thumbs up for the grant?
Sure. It's certainly not first in best dress. We open the grants program for a period of time to enable any association to organise their application and submit that to us. We've got an internal committee of people who range from directors through to frontline people who all review the applications and reflect on the criteria. And ideally what we're trying to do is provide proportion of amounts of money across the whole state. And to your point, we're a state-based organisation, head office in Townsville in North Queensland, and operate in most regional areas across the state. So
Yes. We're
looking to spread the goodwill across the state and across those categories that I mentioned before.
And any application, is there a minimum or maximum what they're applying for, or how does that work in regarding the funds?
We generally look to provide a minimum grant application of $5,000 and a maximum application of $30,000, so that at a minimum we're contributing to something that can become a ongoing benefit to the communities that the organisation operates in, and also put a cap on it so that we do have the ability to contribute to quite a number of associations rather than having the money tied up just in one or two.
Fantastic. And successful applicants from last year can reapply? Is that how it works?
Yes, yeah, that's certainly the case. And we have seen over the years that we've had multiple applications from some of the previous grant recipients. Obviously, we want to try and spread that around as well. Mm. So there's a whole range of things to consider when we're looking at this. And it's quite a challenging task. I think we received almost 100 grant applications in this last round. So it is quite a task to distill that down to sort of fit within the budget constraints that we have.
Okay, and how do people apply? They can do it online?
Absolutely. So jumping online to our website, we open up the grant applications in about July each year for a couple of months to enable people to put their applications together. It's a very simple process to follow, and we then go through that assessment process, have the board approve the applicants that we're putting forward and recommending, and then working with those associations to, I suppose, realise the benefits of that investment.
Fantastic. Well, it's a great concept, great idea. So we're here talking on National Talk Black across the nation. This radio program goes. Your webpage, is it promoted that way as well? How do people know when we're ready, or just to remind them that, hey, there's funds here to apply in July? How's that work?
Yeah, sure. So we advertise on social media and also via all of the branches. We have 28 branches across the state, and our local managers are active in and engaging with those local not-for-profit associations to make them aware that we are launching the grant application process. So it's closed now for this current period, and look forward to working with those associations to progress the amazing initiatives that they've all put forward to hopefully really benefit the local communities.
Well, so it's Queensland Country Bank, is investing in this space, which is fantastic. You are working with community members and living in the community, working in the community, and let's have activities happening in the community that can help everybody across the board. So I think it's a great concept, great idea. You're doing it for 20 years, so if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Keep doing it, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. That's certainly the intention for us, and we've given back about $2.7 million in the time that we've been running the Good for Good Community Grants program. And as a member-owned bank, we are always looking for ways to give back and support the communities that support us, and this is just one of the ways that we do that.
And a nice way too. Thank you very much, Aaron. All the best to your team, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Great. Thanks very much, Trevor.
Take care. Bye-bye. Adele Yande, Aaron Newman, his name is, Queensland Country Bank CEO. So a record Good for Good Community Grants program announced for 2025. Do check out their webpage, Queensland Country Bank, and they'll be advertising it. The applications open up for around about July. So there it is. But keep in touch and look at ways of helping your organisation, your group, or if you come up with a concept and idea, it's going to help youth or help sporting activities or help the community in any way. Yeah, putting the applications, about throwing the iron in the fire and see if it lights up. There it is, your daily program here, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yan Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. And Yan with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black.
No, I can't say I let go. You're gone when I need you the most. They say it's hard, but you never know. What you had for so long, then it's gone. When I wake, smell the coffee. My lungs, breathe it in and I'm happy. I wish it all was just a dream, but it's not, it's never what it seems. When the days are dark and the room is feeling empty, I know that I can lean on you when I'm feeling heavy. You will catch my tears when the days are looking darker. You are my pillow and you're all I got. Oh, when I fall apart,
Depois